Hi, and welcome to Coffee and Pearls, 15 minutes of wisdom for Catholic moms. I'm Sterling Jakewith, and today we're talking about how to get more stuff done in less time. So I put together this webinar for the Marian Mastermind program, which is really targeted towards Catholic women who own businesses. But as I was going through it, I was like, wow, Coffee and Pearls moms need this, and they're not going to watch that webinar. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do a Coffee and Pearls about all the same stuff. So there were just a couple things that were really, really businessy related that I took out, like customer service. But the rest of the stuff I thought really just applied to being busy. And I feel like all Catholic moms are busy and don't know what to do. And so I wanted to share all of these tips with you guys. So a lot of this stuff I've gotten from Courtney Foster Donahue, Todd Herman, Brian Johnson, little bit of Russell Brunson. These are all like business people that I follow that I'm always learning from. And then I try to kind of take that stuff and then distill it for you guys. So the first thing I want to talk about is streamlining. And that has to do with not waking up and asking ourselves, what am I supposed to be doing? For example, in my house, I do laundry every other day. I used to do it Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then when we got bigger, I tried to do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And for some reason, like, that flow wasn't great. And then the weekend would happen, and then we didn't have the right clothes or enough clothes on Monday. So eventually, I just got to the point where I said, you know what? We do the laundry every other day. And you know what that means? Sometimes we're doing laundry on a Sunday. And that's okay with me. You know, I had this like artificial rule in my mind that you're not allowed to clean or do work on Sundays. And I just thought, you know what? It takes us no time to put the laundry in and rotate it. It takes us 15 minutes as a family to fold everything and put it away. So like, who cares? We're going to do that. And so we just do the laundry every other day. So when I wake up in the morning, all I have to ask myself is, did we do laundry yesterday? And if the answer is no, then we're doing the laundry today. I spend no extra time thinking about that whatsoever. Okay. So I want you to begin to look at the things that you do and just decide when you're doing them. Don't overthink it, because another tip we're going to talk about later is we're going to do assessments. So just like with me in the laundry, Tuesdays and Thursdays wasn't quite right. Then Monday, Wednesday, Friday wasn't quite right. And now right now, this we do it every other day is rocking for me. Okay. Who was it? I was reading an article about a mom. They had like 9 kids maybe. And she was saying they did like something like 3 loads of laundry every day. And I was like, yeah, I believe it. And the kids were big and there were sports and like all these things. And she had a system for just pushing that through. They were always just pushing it through. The other thing that I do is I'm always thawing meat, okay? If you're trying to eat healthy and you're trying to be budget conscious, a huge part of that is buying meat when it's on sale, bulk buying things, praying that your husband gets an elk when he goes hunting, and then taking that, putting it in the freezer. But then if you don't remember that a lot of things take 2 or 3 days to thaw, you're stuck. And that's when you're like, pasta for everyone, or we're just ordering a pizza. Okay. And that's what we're trying to avoid. And so if you can get to the place where you're always saying, what's thawing? What's thawing? Where is the state of my chicken? Okay. Oh, chicken's 2 days out, so I can cook it tomorrow. Okay. I am always rotating. I usually have 3 things in that freezer drawer. So every day I'm pulling something out. Does that make sense? So every day I'm pulling something out that I'm probably going to eat in 2 to 3 days. But this is just how you do it. And then I don't think about it. When all I have to think about is the meat I'm pulling out. And then what I do is if I'm thinking about what I'm making for dinner tomorrow, or even in the morning, God bless Instant Pots for that, I just look and say, ooh, what's thawed? Okay, for us, it's either going to be chicken or some sort of venison, usually. So I'm like, am I making a stew or am I making, you know, basil pesto chicken? You know, I mean, it's just not that complicated. But so many of us spend so much time wondering, you know, what are we going to eat? And if you could at least nail down the meat piece, it would start to make your life a lot better. OK, Okay, so we're streamlining things. I've said this a million times, so I'm going to say it again for those of you who are new. My kids eat the same thing for breakfast Monday through Saturday. It's eggs and sausage. And then I want to say, like, every other month, maybe they get eggs and ham. That's how we change it up. And then we switch back to sausage. And then we do a special breakfast together as a family. I am planning on probably adding one more thing to Monday through Saturday. That's kind of one of my goals that I wanted to focus on now that I'm not pregnant or postpartum anymore. But even then, it'll be like, on Wednesdays, we have this, and it's something else. And it'll be the same all the time. Streamline what you're doing. There is nothing that says that you need to live novel lives and that everything that you do must be different. You will train your children. I promise you, after 3 months of saying, we eat meatloaf on Mondays, they will get that you mean it. And here's the thing about kids. They complain about everything, even things they like. I'm not joking, you guys. I had been putting off cookie decorating for the whole Christmas season. I'm recording this on Epiphany. And I was like, okay, Jesus, I need you to be with me. We're going to decorate the cookies. So I pulled out all the cookie stuff. And I'm not joking. My 5-year-old teared up because she woke up this morning and she wanted pudding. And it was all I could do not to just throttle her because I was like, are you kidding? We are making and decorating. And these weren't paleo cookies, you guys. These were like real full-on sugar butter cookies, okay? I don't think I've made sugar butter cookies in like 3 years. And I was sweet about it, and I said, you know what? Nope, this was what we were planning today. We'll do pudding a different time. You just have to be strong with the kids, okay? Streamline batch stuff, okay? If you're going to do something, do as much of it as you can, okay? When I am sweeping, I sweep the whole first floor, right? And as soon as I get the broom out, I do the whole first floor. Like, I did that today because all those sprinkles fell on the floor. And I could have just swept up the sprinkles, but I already had the broom out. Nothing else was happening. And my first floor doesn't have that many floors, but I did them all. The whole kitchen, the whole dining room, the hallway, and the first floor bathroom. Boop, 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 boop. Sweep it up. Done. Okay? Just batch stuff as much as you can. If you've pulled the stuff out to clean something, clean everything that is like that thing. Because we feel sometimes overwhelmed by that, like it's going to take us too much time. But if I had a timer and actually timed how long it took you to clean your bathroom, my guess it would be less than 10 minutes, wiping it all down and everything. And if you had that stuff out and you just stayed in that mode and cleaned all of your bathrooms, I have three, and you just did that once a week, you would actually get it done instead of fretting about it all week or for 3 weeks or cleaning one bathroom and then worried because that other secret bathroom that nobody sees is getting grody, you know? Batch stuff, get it done. If you take out a tool, use it as much as possible, okay? Order things online, you guys. We are now in this beautiful time where you don't have to go to the market anymore. Okay, when you are tired, when your willpower is gone, when you have no energy left, you can sit in your bed with your laptop and go grocery shopping and then pick it up tomorrow without getting out of the car. And I am telling you, if your anxiety is through the roof and you can't handle your life right now, that extra, what is it, like $10 or whatever is worth it. Okay, grocery shopping is actually not a big part of my life because my husband does it, which I know probably sounds totally unfair, but it is just true. And so I don't have to do that. But if I was in charge of grocery shopping and I had to take 5 kids to the grocery store, you better believe I would find money in my budget to do that click list thing at any Walmart or Fred Meyer or Albertsons or any of the grocery stores that do that. Instant Cart is another service that will deliver it to your home. I don't know how much that costs, but at some point, that is worth it. And again, you know, this webinar was for business people. And so at some point, your time is worth more than that $25, right? But for you guys, I don't know what's going on with you. You have to balance all of those things. But at some point, for a lot of us, you just can't do it all. And sanity is worth money. Now, you can't use that as an excuse to say, well, my sanity is worth a massage and extra special food and eating out three nights a week. And it's not limitless, but be responsible and don't go crazy. And part of that is just knowing what you need to support yourself emotionally. And sometimes that means it costs a little bit of money. Okay. Chewy.com allows you to order dog food. I like a special kind of dog food that doesn't come from Costco. Like if something comes from Costco, then we just get it there. But there's a kind of dog food that I like. And if we run out, which we always do if I'm not thinking about it, then like all of a sudden we have to stop and I have to go to the store. It's a 50-pound bag. They don't have good carts. Where do I put the kid in the cart and then the food and then I'm carrying it? And good chances are I'm pregnant, right? And so it's hard. And so just order it from Chewy.com and they'll send it to you on whatever interval you want. And it's the exact same price I pay at Petco when I forget and have to go. So just there's so many things like that, you guys, that we can get ahead of. Okay? I want you to think about anything that you can order online on a regular basis. I don't eat a lot of pantry food, but I know that Amazon Pantry allows you to order pantry stuff on a regular basis, like cereal or this is how much I don't even know because I don't order pantry food, but a lot of you do. And so you could just like magically cereal would show up at your house once every week or once every 2 weeks from Amazon Pantry and it would be the same money or cheaper than in the store. Okay. Order things online. Next, novel activities for your children. Stop giving your children access to everything all the time. This is one secret to how I get work done. I have toys that are in my office that the kids only get when I'm working. And this is specifically for my 3-year-old and my 18-month-old because the older ones are old enough that I can just say, hey, just go do this other thing. But, you know, I have this Melissa and Doug Build-A-Bear puzzle thing, right? So there's a mommy bear, a daddy bear, and a kid bear, different heads, arms, and legs, and they can just kind of mix and match and build these bears. My 3-year-old loves that toy, and she asked me for it, and I'll go, oh, nope, that toy is put away right now, but I will pull it out when I'm working, and she will sit quietly on the floor and play with that for a long time. And so if you're a homeschooler or if you're working from home, I would come up with 5 of those things and just you're the Monday toy, you're the Tuesday toy, line them up and then only pull them out on that day and it buys you time. And none of these things are perfect, but this is how we get more done in less time because you need to be heads down doing stuff. And so if you don't have a business and if you're not homeschooling, maybe this is what you need to clean or to cook. Okay. Because we're all busy. We're all trying to get more stuff done in less time. So the other thing that I think is just absolutely critical is getting off your phone. Getting off your phone and managing your screen time. Okay? So first of all, put your phone somewhere where you can't get it. In a drawer. Preferably in a drawer. In a kitchen drawer or upstairs like in a dresser drawer. You do not need to look at that thing. Ever. We used to live our entire lives without looking at our phones. Pick 3 times a day. Pick 5 times a day. However many times. And say, I'm going to go to the drawer at 1 p.m. I am going to set a timer and look at my phone for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is. And then when the timer goes off, I'm going to put it back. This will begin, first of all, to detox you from your phone and to show you what a problem you have with it. But it will also help you just create more space away from your phone so that you don't look at it and it doesn't interrupt you all the time. And I promise you, your anxiety level is going to go way down. Your phone is doing nothing but jacking up your nervous system. It is not good for you and you do not need it. And there is almost nothing time sensitive that happens to us. Now, when I was waiting for the printers to tell me that my planners were ready and they said it would happen any point that day, I carried my phone with me, okay? And I was always looking at it. And that's a great reason, right? If someone's in the hospital having a procedure and you want to hear how it happened, keep your phone with you. But how many things like that are happening? Almost never, okay? The other tool that I use is when I go on my computer, I have the news feed eradicator, so I do not see my Facebook feed at all. I manage my groups, my minimalism group, my goals group, and my mastermind group. Okay? I do not pay attention to what people are doing personally. And the other tool that I just learned about is called self-control. And what that one is you put in a website like Facebook or Zillow, maybe Zillow if some of you have Zillow problems, and you say, okay, I can spend 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is on this website, and then after I do, I want you to lock me out. So you get to decide how long you get to be on it. You get to decide how long they lock you out for. That's just brilliant, though. Just admit you have a problem and use it to help you, okay? So those are two things that I would do to control my screen time. The other thing is have a digital sunset, you guys, at 8 o'clock, 2 hours before you go to bed, 1 to 2 hours before you go to bed. Say, digital sunset, stop looking at screens. You're going to get a better night's sleep, and that's going to affect how much you're able to get done the next day. This is so crucial, and you're not doing it, and you need to be doing it. There is nothing that happens on your phone or in the world after 8 o'clock that you need to know about. Just nothing. We've just totally tricked ourselves into thinking that it's so important. So in addition to the drawer thing, turn off all notifications on your phone. But I should hope that was obvious by now. All right. So then the last secret to getting more things done in less time is to assess what you're doing at the end of each week. What worked? What didn't work? What made me lose my peace? Where did I stumble? Where did I experience flow? Flow is the perfect combination of challenge and talent or energy, right? So like all the kids are in the right place and you're cleaning and you feel really confident and you're just moving through it and crushing your to-do list. You're having that flow experience, okay? An example of losing your flow while you were cleaning is, let's say you're cleaning the bathroom and you get to the mirror and you're trying to wipe it with a rag and then all the linty things are all over the mirror and it occurs to you no one's ever taught you how to clean a mirror before. You're going to lose your sense of flow because that is a task that is outside of your skill set at the moment. And this sounds like a silly example, but this happens to us all the time. Oh, I Googled the other day, you guys, I Googled how to cook a chicken breast on the stove. But it was important because I thought, actually, no one's ever taught me how to do that. I usually just throw those suckers in and put it on medium and just kind of hope for the best and wait till it's not pink. And I thought, I bet that's not the actual way that you cook chicken on the stove. And by the way, this was all because my husband was gone and he normally grills the chicken for me and I was being a baby and I didn't want to go grill it myself outside because it was cold. Okay, but we've got to acknowledge when we don't have skills. And so at the end of that week, I thought, I need to learn how to cook chicken breast on the stove. And then I learned how to do that. And if you don't know how to, you know, clean a mirror in your bathroom without getting fuzzies all over it, learn how to do that. Okay, write it down at the end of the week. Be like, wow, these are some skills I need to acquire. Most of them are small, but we're not even carving out the space to ask ourselves what we need to be doing. Okay, so the end of each week, have a self-assessment, psych yourself up, move on. Okay. All right, you guys, this is totally against the business rules. All the business course people say, open your course for a limited time and then close it and then don't open it again, even if people beg you. But I've decided that none of the people that said that were Catholic. And I got so many emails from people that said that they were out of town, they were vacationing, whatever, they didn't hear Coffee and Pearls, and they didn't get to sign up for the goals course. So against my business advice, I'm going to open it for 2 days. I'm going to open it for Monday and Tuesday. I'm going to post this Coffee and Pearls sometime on Epiphany, but really, you have Monday and Tuesday to sign up. And then I am for sure closing it, and the no sob stories will reach my cold, frozen heart, and I will not be opening this program up again. I don't know, maybe for the whole year, I might open it up sometime either in June or September. I haven't decided. But right now, at this point, I don't have any plans to do that. So if you want to talk about getting stuff done, if you want to do this assessment at the end of the week with me, then you can sign up for this program. It's only, you got Monday and Tuesday. Okay. January 7th, January 8th. Then I'm closing it down. Okay. I will post in the emails the webinar I'm going to be doing for Marian Masterminds. But like I said, that one's really going to be geared toward women who do business online. So happy New Year, you guys. I'm glad to be back. I've got some awesome Coffee and Pearls topics lined up for you. And I'm just excited to hang out with you. Last thing, if you saw the Fit and Holy Challenge is open, and I paid for that, you guys, because my friend was like, no, you can just join, because I kind of helped her. And I was like, no, I'm paying my money because I want to win the prizes and I don't want to feel bad about that. And so I paid for it and I intend to win the prizes, and I'm going to work really, really hard because there are some awesome prizes. And it's so much fun. So it's basically just a challenge to work on drinking enough water, getting enough sleep, you know, reading your Bible. There's no actual fitness or food guidelines, so don't worry about that. You get points for exercising, but you get to do whatever exercise you want. So I'm going to be doing my kettlebell stuff. And so it's just at fitandholychallenge.com, and you can check that out and join with me. I think it starts on the 16th of January. So happy New Year. I can still say Merry Christmas because it's Epiphany. And thank you so much for listening to Coffee and Pearls, and have a blessed day.